to go?
Yeah, we're ready.
I was given to get us two copies of each. One is the lease agreement and the
animal control. Okay.
You going to stay for the meeting?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I mean, you're giving it like you're walking out or something. Well, it always is. We're coming up.
How's my hair, Bob?
Looks good. Mine's a little messy. Bob got a trimmer.
All right.
Hey, Art, we got to get started.
Mickey Mouse.
We'll call our meeting to order. Helen's going to open us with prayer and then the pledge, if everybody stands. Minutes of 8:17 and 19 to approve.
So moved.
Second. Let me look here. I have just a little old thing idea. Maybe if I can find it. On our meeting. On the 19th, we have Barbara Boley.
Mm-hmm. On the phone?
Should we have that on the phone added to that?
Probably
so. She wasn't here just for...
Yes, we should. She wasn't.
Can you do that for us later, Jim?
I thought I said that in the top part of it. The top part of the minutes. She was on.
Yeah, really teleconference.
Missed that. You got it already. Very good. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Accounts payable.
I didn't see anything in there that wasn't off.
Okay.
Approval of accounts payable.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
There was transfers, wasn't there?
Yes. We got two different transfers here.
Yep.
One for labor from Road and Bridge to other departments, and the other one, 911 transfer. Common everyday thing. Right? I'll make a motion to approve those transfers as presented.
I'll second.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Public comment.
Bobby Clay.
Bobby? Welcome, sir.
Bob Clay. I didn't realize you gentlemen were going to have anything on animal control today. But I would like to ask or either make a suggestion or something that we do have a limit on the amount of dogs or cats or whatever in the county. Maybe you think that's not, you wouldn't be able to handle that. I don't know, but other counties are doing it. And it's a shame of the dogs and cats that's running loose in our neighborhood. I don't know who owns them. They look like they're well done, well taken care of, but there's a lot of them. And, I know the city here has a limit of two per household. And unless you leave the grandfather clause out, it's not going to be worth anything. I think you'd have to go back and go with what's there now. But anyway, I'd like to see you think a little on that and just see what you think about it. It is a big nuisance in my area. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll consider it. I know what you're saying. You've mentioned it before, and municipalities commonly.
Right.
We want to do that in the county. Need to kick that around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bob?
Well,
Last week I called and wanted to be on the agenda. I was asked, did you speak to one of the commissioners? Well, I spoke to all the commissioners at one time or another. Now, did you speak to him recently? Well, yes and no. But okay, I called Mr. Pennell. He was not there. You did return my call. Thank you. After we spoke, you said you would try to get me on the agenda. And then Friday, you called me back about 4:30 in the afternoon and said, I guess the other two gentlemen didn't want me to speak on that matter. I'm not going to speak on that matter today, but I want to know, since when can a citizen not be on the agenda? This is, I don't want to speak on public comment. Public comment, you cannot answer me. I had some people who were going to be with me today to speak to you, and let's go back and forth.
Let me try to explain, Bob.
Yes, sir.
To have an item, for instance, today we have economic stimulus projects and Taney County Animal Control on the agenda. So anyone can speak to those issues when we talk about them. But if you got an issue that the county commission is not prepared or for whatever reason to have as an agenda item, that's up to the county commission to decide. And we have a forum. If you call in, you want to talk about animal control, let's say, then on Friday morning at 8:30, we're posted to approve the agenda. And the commission votes, if there's issues to vote on, what items are on the agenda. And that's how those items get there. And, again, there are different reasons that we might not approve a particular subject to be posted on the agenda. But you and anyone, as you know, is welcome to come speak to us under public comment. And I think I said to you on the phone, if you had a dozen people that wanted to talk about a certain subject, each one of you can come up and talk to us about that.
Okay, now.
But it's not that we're trying to stop you or anybody else from talking, but as far as the agenda items, that's the way we do it.
Well, it hadn't been done that way for 15 years, because I've been coming here for 15 years. But if you speak in public comment, it doesn't go down on the record, does it?
There's notes that they're made in the minutes.
As a rule, generally, I believe the minutes are the person that speaks. Bob Shant spoke about X, and it's very brief.
Very brief. Okay.
This meeting and your comments is not just to get into the minutes or to get on the press. It's to talk to the county commission about your issues. And Mr. Paulson's talked to us a bunch of times about what's in the minutes, and we've chosen to do them like we do, where we name you and that's it. When we can jabber on here for the longest time, and we don't put what we say for detail in the minutes. That's just the way we've chosen to do it, so that they're not, well, there's different reasons.
Okay, that's the way you've chosen. Had
yes.
it been, is it in the minutes somewhere? Had it been voted on, or is this just something made up?
This was voted on back in January.
We approve the minutes every day, just like you've seen, and what's in them.
Oh, are you talking about the process, the procedure?
Right.
The procedure was changed when we adopted Robert's Rule and our meeting minutes. It's in those meetings back in January. I think it may be the 21st, it may be February, I don't remember, but those details are in there. Yes, sir.
Okay. We have tried, Bob, I can say this without question, we have tried to make it an orderly meeting with everybody having a chance to talk. Just a few weeks ago, the way it was set up, we had a complaint, well, I didn't get a chance to talk about that at the end, so we made this change that Jim's talking about. We need to have an orderly meeting. We want people to have their opportunity to speak to us. As you know, you can talk to us. If you want to go into length, call us, and we'll listen to you in length in our office, and you have this opportunity in public to come. So I really believe that we're trying to make it
5 minutes
open
may not,
for you to speak.
5 minutes may not be long enough. I noticed Mr. Strathis answered me. Normally, during public comment, you do not answer people, right? It's just they get a right to talk.
Generally, we don't. But
well, what I've got,
an issue, and I'm trying to speak to it. And if I'm out of line, generally, Mr. Paulson's pretty quick to to bring it to my attention. And
you're not out of line. He's asking about the procedure during public comment.
We're just trying to explain how we're trying to, our policy, and how we're trying to conduct a good meeting. Well, I mean, you've brought up the comment, and I'm just trying to address it.
Okay. Well, then I'll be back next week and the week after on some other issues. I cannot get on the agenda then, right?
Just you can get on the agenda. I mean, we have time on Wednesday. We have some time Friday morning.
Again, Bob, if you've got an issue, you shared one with me Thursday.
Right.
That issue's pretty much that water's under the bridge.
No, it's not. No, I mean.
Well, I think it is because there have been votes taken and there's been money spent against what you want.
Well, I will personally file a federal lawsuit. I mean, it's not right.
Okay.
It's not right. So
the point is the county commission has made their decision on that issue.
That's right. You made your decision not listening to the people. This is a democracy. This is not Idi Amin or Ahmadinejad or somebody who's pushed, you know.
When, Bob, did you bring that to our attention? I hadn't heard from you until Thursday.
Sir.
And it's been in the newspaper. It's been talked about a lot. And you say I won't listen. You're saying the county commission won't listen. I returned your phone calls. Thank
you.
The
you did, and thank you.
And
thank
I think
you.
The other commissioners returned your phone calls.
Right. And
so when you stand up and you say to us this morning that we won't listen, I don't believe that's true. I believe we do listen.
Okay. Well, I wasn't here in the last month. I was very sick. I was in the hospital. I was operated on, and I'm still not feeling good. But I'm here, and I'll be back next
okay.
week. Then.
Fair enough.
Thank you,
Bob. Any others? Public comment or maybe that it? Ricky, did you want to speak to us?
Yeah. That's French. I can't remember.
Yes, Your Honor. My name's Ricky Renfro. Do I have to do it like we did in Branson or do
you
all
just
that?
Just tell us what you got on your mind.
Okay. That's the first time I came over to a city our council meeting over here, and I've been seen all the way back to Ron Hershen. I mean, it's been a long time. I've been listening on the radio, a little bit of newspaper. I don't get into newspaper that much. But in so many ways, and you know this too, Chuck, that when we was fighting on that Branson Landing, we all complained where we couldn't get our time and stuff like that on speaking. And, you know, the agenda. I mean, I'm not going all the way with Bob, but I'm barely. You know, we fought real hard against the landing. And, I mean, a lot of things are still going on that still don't hear all the truth on. Are we hearing the whole truth on everything y'all are doing? That's my biggest problem right now, is hearing the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, I know every one of y'all except Jim. I think I met him a couple of times, and that's about it. And you know, when I go in and try to fight something, I fight it to nearly the end, but. You know, I've kind of stepped out away from politics a little bit and have my own little thing with Love to Video Productions Ministry now. I'm a full-blown minister, ministry now for video. I just like to know the truth and hide, like Obama hides a lot of things from us, and that's not right. It's time for us to speak up. This past weekend, Saturday, I was called a Nazi, a communist, because I was fighting this, the health forum. And, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen, and I like to speak up when I have to speak up. And it's time to start speaking up with our government. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ricky. Anyone else?
No, let's listen.
Any other public comment? Okay. We'll move on to economic stimulus projects. Is that you, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir.
Thank Thank you, gentlemen. Just like to report briefly on activity that we've had within the ARRA, or stimulus funding as it's more frequently called and familiarly called. Different projects that my coworker Joan Chowning and I have been working on, and others within Taney County, whether it be states, cities, or nonprofits in the county. But as an update, within transportation, there's been $1 million that has been allocated. Taney County Route 76 on sidewalk improvements from Warwick Valley to Gretna. $11,039,000, of course, for the Taney County Route 76, constructing a roundabout and bridge over Lake Taneycomo. $680,159, Taney County Route 76 ADA upgrades. In law enforcement, $92,188 in Internet Crimes Against Children, ICAC. $115,617 multi-jurisdiction computer crimes, MJCC. $112,600 COPS grant within Hollister. $61,000 JAG grant, Taney County. $33,585 JAG grants, Hollister, Branson. In water and sewer, $741,190 in the way, $91 in the way of a sewer grant for the village of Kirbyville. And a matching $741,191 sewer construction through stimulus funding for low-interest loans for that same project. And social services, to date, with the original application and the reallocation of funding, $82,000 plus in homelessness prevention and rapid rehousing, $62,000 Branson Housing Authority, for a combined total within Taney County thus far of $14,760,000. Let me restate that, $14,760,531. As a breakout, when you subtract out the state's previously committed share of the Taneycomo Bridge, it leaves local stimulus funding committed to Taney County with all these projects of a little over $9.3 million. And you add to that the $741,000 plus low-interest loan in Kirbyville, it brings it to slightly over $10 million committed thus far or allocated to Taney County for these projects. Now, in addition to that, the White River Emergency Communications Network, that's the countywide mesh networking system that several agencies within the county, including the county, have been pursuing. There's a $400,000 federal appropriation that we are expecting at any time to come in that had been allocated. There's been a landmark grant that was recently allocated to City of Forsyth, $48,111. And appropriations requests pending for the 2010 allocation process time frame through the federal government, $900,000 in the White River Emergency Communications Network and $500,000 in Class A biosolids. Both of those were presented by Congressman Blunt. One of the things that I know I have informed you of before, but I would like to be redundant if you will allow me, and we've also brought this message to the sewer district and the different political subdivisions within the county. The release of the funds federally are sporadic at best, and they come without any real advance warning that they're going to be available for application. Recently, the $92 million that was released through CDBG Disaster Supplemental Funding, we received notice of that, I think, week before last. We've got a deadline of September 1 to put our projects forth, and I know that you all are going to be discussing that today, but to put our projects forth, we have absolutely no chance at all of receiving any funding if we're not shovel-ready. Now, there are counties and cities all across this nation that will be applying for this $92 million. But if they have not already done their pre-engineering or their architectural drawings, they don't have any chance whatsoever of getting funded. So it is in our best interest for you all to take a look at whatever projects you're interested in and get those projects shovel-ready. Because, as I said, the deadline is September 1. If we have those projects that we can prevent to the state, we have a tremendous opportunity of being funded and receiving those federal dollars. Without the engineering work, again, no chance. So out of the hundreds and dare say thousands of political subdivisions that are going to apply for that $92 million, the vast majority won't qualify. We have some we're looking at, we're going to talk about today, but it would be in our best interest to have others, because when the next round of funding comes up, whatever that may be, we're going to have 2 or 3 weeks to apply for it. So we've got to be, if you will, in the pipeline. We've got to be ready to go after those funds. And I dare say that if we are ready, then Taney County stands the chance of receiving millions of more dollars of stimulus funding over the course of the release of those funds that are going to be coming out. Most of the funds, 80%, probably 75%, won't be forthcoming until third quarter, fourth quarter of next year. The allocations for them, the opportunity to apply for them, and to get in the pipeline is now. So I encourage you to do what you have been doing. Be ready to move forward. Gentlemen, can I answer any questions?
Has the community given you any new projects? I know that originally when we started this whole process, I want to say it was back in April, there was a mad rush to get you current on all the projects that the community was working on. Have you seen, I mean, are they still coming in, or do we need to appeal to the community if you're working on a project, bring it forth? Because once again, we'll have 3 weeks to do this grant that we have to turn in for Monday or Tuesday.
We had, when we began, and it was that first week of March, we had immediately responses of 36 perhaps projects. Today we've got 168 projects, and occasionally someone will come by and talk to us, and we may refer them if they don't want to submit a project to a certain type of funding or certain agencies that will best work for them. And so we have many projects, but I'm sure there are still others that are out there, even within the county system, when we take a look at what might become available. And Joan and I are available at all times to help the public, whether it be nonprofits, other political subdivisions, the county, or any agency within the county.
Okay. I got thoughts and feelings. I don't know how well I can get them out here, but I understand shovel ready, and if you're not ready, you're not going to get funding. That's pretty simple. But I'm not sure exactly how we go forward with your suggestion. For instance, the CDBG, the $92 million, mm-hmm. We've got Barbara talking about, the grant writer talking about, we might get $1.2 million or something like that, just to make a guess. Mm-hmm. And there were projects, the Tantone project is the one that I think of right off the bat that might, is that not right?
Is it Tantone or is it the Developmental Connections?
Developmental Connections,
yeah.
Okay. So I'm just concerned that when we say we need to get project shovel ready, the cost in some cases is pretty significant to get them ready. And you've suggested, I think, that the commission look at that and understand that's our job to do. Listening to the national news, maybe another stimulus is not coming. Maybe it is coming. Who knows? There's still talk about it. The thought I had as you were speaking, Ron, was we go to the grocery store, or not the grocery store necessarily, but something's on sale, and we buy it because it's on sale and we save a few bucks and get it home, and then we sell it at a yard sale a year later or something because we really didn't need it. And I guess my bottom line to your comments is I hope that the commission will not just go do engineering work to be shovel ready without giving it some real good thought about what the project is, and what the availability of the funding is going to be, and it's a guess. You mentioned the $11 million on the Lake Taneycomo Bridge. the county commission voted $5.1 million. I felt like that we got that ball rolling by taking that initiative. And then Branson came along with approximately $2 million, whatever it was, so that we could come up with a cost share with MoDOT to keep them from closing the old bridge while the new bridge was built. Well, that was long before stimulus funds and all that jazz came along. Because that happened, stimulus funds come after that, stimulus funds comes along because we had made that commitment with the taxpayers' dollars because we felt strongly that was needed. Then we're able to say we got $11 million worth of money's coming because that happened back then. And I'm not against us doing engineering entirely, but I just, as you said, I feel like the county commission needs to be careful how we look at projects and before we start spending engineering dollars. And I know you've seen it as well as all of us. There's a project, and whether it's city, county, or whoever, and we spend money, and those projects sit on the shelf and never get done. We never get any value out of those dollars. And it's, I'm just a typewad. That's pretty clear. And I just want us to take your comments very carefully when we start looking at spending more engineer dollars without really looking at both sides of the coin, so to speak.
I think that's very, very prudent. I think it's very wise. When I look at, for example, the sewer district, who has projects that they know eventually they're going to fund, and they're going to fund them through local taxpayer dollars, the half-cent sales tax that we have, whether it be any of the current projects that they are working on, the fact is, if some of that engineering is done, when dollars are available and we apply for them, we have the opportunity of receiving those federal stimulus dollars, which would save us our local county taxpayer dollars to use on other projects. And I'm sure that there are other projects that the county looks at for the future, aside from sewer district projects, that you feel that you may get involved in, regardless of how small or how big that project might be. But if, in fact, you are going to expend those dollars, my thoughts to you are, if in the short term rather than long term, you can invest some dollars up front, we may have an opportunity of capturing funds that will be available that otherwise we would never have the opportunity to capture. Those are my thoughts.
And I think we're close to the same track. Kirbyville is a wonderful project, that sewer project. I think you've got it at $740,000. I guess it was probably the sewer board approved some engineering. And I don't know what those dollars were, but it wasn't a big amount of money that was spent on the preliminary engineering because they had a lot. Turns out they looked at a lot of different avenues, and some of them didn't work, but it looks like they're going to get her done and not have to use a lot of county dollars. My point is we need to be careful that we do the small amount of engineering up front on projects that we need to do and not just do the whole project.
This Kirbyville project may be an excellent example of another opportunity to save county taxpayer dollars in that we got a little over $741,191 that's a grant. No payback on that. The second half is a low-interest loan. If, in fact, through this supplemental disaster funding, that's one of the projects that you all choose, and we're successful in getting that additional $741,191, rather than utilizing county taxpayer dollars through the sales tax to pay that half of that loan, or that loan back, rather, we can utilize stimulus funding and use that $741,000 on another sewer project. Never would have happened had that project not had the amount of engineering that was required to go after these funds. It does have. So that is a good example of where we might utilize what's already in place to seek some of these funds. There's a number of opportunities within the county, including the developmental connections that you mentioned a minute ago. But I think you all are going to have that discussion today.
Ron, I didn't hear you mention the $51,000 that was appropriated for the Core Boulevard project that the county commission itself awarded to that project of 160 and Core Boulevard, and then we received word that the stimulus monies were going to take care of that for us. And basically Forsyth moved additional project onto that package because the stimulus money took care of it, and are able to do 51,000 more on, and I'm not sure of the street number, but it's actually in connection with that very project. Another thing, we have projects that are shovel ready throughout the county. That is a practice of the county and has been ever since I've been here. Steely Bridge has some engineering on it that was complete that the county invested funds in, which would might make it available for some of the stimulus money. The Thunder Road Bridge is another project that there's been engineering done that might make it available for some of this monies for this new project. We have several projects that we have small investments in that would take just very little more engineering to qualify them for this $92,000 or $92 million, which, as we were informed, we had a chance of getting probably 1.3, 1.4, something like that. So if you don't plan a little bit in the future, especially with times like they are, with things, with the stimulus money being such short notice funding, then we are basically cutting our own throat for millions of dollars that are available to help the county do other projects. The Taney Como Bridge is a perfect example, and I think the news media knows that, because I brought it up several times, that I went to congressmen, even got you involved in reaching out to the different federal congressmen people and working hard to get those funds that would have been maintenance monies that would not been there had we not received the stimulus funding from the federal government. The maintenance dollars would not have been there for this year's maintenance projects. And so, to differ somewhat with Mr. Pennell's idea of not reaching out and doing more projects and having them shovel-ready, I am a promoter of looking to the future and pulling those projects together to be ready so that when we have short notice, the Kirbyville project was a perfect example of that also. The timing on that was very short that we received those funds. So I'm available by phone. I return all my phone calls. Once in a while there'll be one missed because of some technicality that but anything that reaches me, I return the phone calls. So anyone that has any questions they want to ask me about that, I'm available.
Good. Other comments? Public? Mr. Hershen. Look good in those shorts.
Like these?
A little bit cool early this morning, though, I bet.
No.
No?
No.
I got a heater in my car. I haven't traded my clunker in yet. I guess today's the last day. Ron Hershen, somewhere off of F Highway. I appreciate everybody's comments. And it's hard for me to say, but I agree with Mr. Pennell. I'm just joking.
Oh,
but I do agree with you. I hear the commission who's supposed to, in Mr. Hausman's request of having things shovel ready, makes lots of sense. But I hear us not even knowing what projects, how many projects there are. So for anyone to ask y'all to get things shovel ready, where do you start? I would encourage you to prioritize a list of projects. I mean, you have a list. We ought to have a priority list. here are the top two that are social, here are the top two that are road, here are the top two that are sewer. And under that, you might develop a priority list. What are the criteria to get on the priority list? Is this a project we should do anyway? I think that those make sense to get shovel ready, as Mr. Hausman said. You know, if we're already going to do a sewer project, well, let's get two shovel ready so that if there's an opportunity, we can respond. I would ask you to err on the side of caution. We can spend a whole lot of money. If you got all the requests that were done in April shovel ready, you'd spend millions of dollars. And I doubt that you would get a return on that money. The two or three, four projects you get done would be lost. That benefit would be lost in the cost of getting all of those shovel ready. I heard something from Danny, and I gotta take exception to the fact that were it not for his involvement, state legislation and folks, we would have not gotten this federal money. I just know that MoDOT was shovel ready, and MoDOT was shovel ready because two commissioners voted to spend $5.1 million. And had we waited for the governmental folks in Washington to make a commitment, this project would not be shovel ready. And I think we would have missed that opportunity. So I am a believer in being shovel ready. In closing, I would encourage you, if you do prioritize, to look for projects that are long-lasting, where we create ongoing jobs, not just we're gonna build some infrastructure, have someone come in, spend millions of dollars, and then leave. Tenecomo Bridge, if you look at just the construction, does that. You know, we spend the dollars and then it's gone. Airports, things that can grow commerce would be ongoing, and I just encourage you to look at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, Ron. Hausman? Taney County Animal Control. What do we need to do here? Have we talked about this in the public?
No, we haven't. I was going to say that's a good time to talk about the public, too.
You had me meet with Mr. Berry, and Commissioner Pennell and I met with him on one occasion. And I've met with Mr. Jim Berry, the director of the Taney County Health Department, on a couple other occasions and have emailed and communicated. And the theory is that you have asked that we search and try to have Taney County Health District or Department take over the operations of animal control. And along those lines, you've had me draft an agreement between Taney County and the Taney County Health District and a lease on the facility. The way it's set up is that as long as the agreement is in place, they'll have the facility out there for a dollar a year. They'll be able to utilize the Taney County Animal Control Facility. The agreement itself is for them to take it over, and I've discussed with you and with Mr. Berry the details, but $169,000 per year to operate animal control that Taney County is going to pay the Taney County Health District. They will take on the employees who are currently employed by the county and take them on at their current level, all of their retirement that's vested or whatever. They have loggers as well, so they'll be in the same position or even better than they were in with the county. For the remainder of this year, there was a date of September 1st that you wanted to shoot at and Mr. Berry wanted to shoot at. That would mean that one-fourth of the $169,000, but not really what we have left that we budgeted this year, one-fourth of what we had budgeted this year would go to the Taney County Health District to run it from September 1st through December 31st. And the agreement is for the rest of this year and all of next year. And if it doesn't work out, then either party can end it with 30-day notice, I guess, by December 1st of 2010. If it does work out, you just don't do anything, and it automatically renews for another year. And the amount is $169,000 unless the parties get together and say that's not adequate or that's too much or whatever. And there's some other details in there, but I've given you a copy of the proposed agreement, which Mr. Berry has looked at. We've made some suggested changes, and the lease agreement I've also given you a copy of, two copies of. It's a pretty standard, it's a loose lease agreement because we're going to be working together as two governmental entities, and the whole thing, the lease is cancelable on, I think, 30 days notice. Trying to remember what the agreement says. The agreement may have a need to look in there and see, but that also gives you an out, but certainly you have an out at the end of next year.
Okay. I said we hadn't talked about this in public. We've talked about it in work sessions a long way for
in public meetings,
yes,
but not at the regular Monday meeting where everybody.
Monday meeting. For those that haven't heard what we're talking about, the Taney County Health Department merged with the City of Branson's Health Department, I should say, merged with the Taney County Health Department 2 years ago, I think, or a little better. In that process, the health department took over the operation of their animal control. So they are already, the health department's already in the business of animal control. They don't have a facility to house dogs and cats, but as far as going out and picking up, doing the complaints and whatnot, they're already in the business. Animal control is, how would you say that, has difficulties. We think there's probably some duplication of services with us both doing that. So what we're talking about doing is the monies we've been spending on animal control, we're going to turn those dollars over to the health department, and they will operate the kennel, the pound, just like has been. And that's what we're doing. And I think health department's done a wonderful job any area you look at in the county. They've done well with animal control for the last 2 years, so mm-hmm. It makes sense. It won't cost county government any more money, same amount, and I think we'll have as good or maybe better service than we've had in the past. That, in a short,
yeah, I mean,
that's what we're looking at doing.
Part of when Branson, when Taney County Health Department took over Branson, they did realize some cost savings. So they were able to save and reduce the expense that Branson was incurring doing the same function. Obviously, looking at how they operate and how we operate, there is some economies of scale where that we can possibly get better coverage within the county. And it is Jim Berry's hope that he'll be able to come back to us, if not the end of this year, at the following year, and say we won't need as much money to operate the same facility just because of they've already got personnel and trucks and trailers and all that. So from an aspect of from a citizen perspective, there was some confusion. If they had a stray animal, is it in Branson? Is it in the county? And they were calling both locations trying to figure out who's going to pick up the animal. So from a citizen perspective, they call one number, and they're able to manage the animal control within the whole county.
Yep. There will still be a little confusion, as you
there
said
will be.
That, because they will be implementing the Branson
right. Just
ordinance,
like
dog ordinance, and then they'll also be
implementing ours
outside.
So there'll be some adjustments, right?
Forsyth, Hollister will continue to do their part,
mm-hmm.
which is a small number compared
right.
to. Anyway, I agree. I think it's positive.
Right. So we need to, I mean, we've looked over the contracts. We've gone back and forth in work sessions. Bob, is that right?
We've gone back and forth. I've been emailing back and forth with Mr. Barry, and his last email emails to me this last week was that the health district, in his opinion, could live with the lease agreement. He had already told me that with the changes, the other agreement looked fine.
And they unanimously, the board unanimously approved the merger, basically. I mean, they...
Right. I think they only have four members now, and the four members who are there all separately said we're in favor of it.
So there, or
he may even had an electronic vote.
Right, so. I had an electronic vote. So
I believe they have a meeting Thursday or Friday this week. So
right.
If we get this passed, and I'd like to table this maybe to the end of the day.
Okay.
These agreements, or what do you have in mind, Bob?
Either way, if you gentlemen don't feel comfortable and you want to look at it, then I encourage you to look at it before you vote. They're what we've talked about, but I would encourage you to look at them. I handed a copy to you on Friday.
And I had an electronic version, so.
Well, if you guys are ready.
I'm ready to sign that you guys.
I'm ready, too. I mean, yeah, I mean, we have a vehicle question, but I think that's just.
Yeah, right.
That's the only thing we've got to work through because we know the vehicle. We were planning to replace the vehicle anyway since.
Right, and the way I understand it, it can be one of the vehicles uh-huh. that we have available through the Sheriff's Department
right.
to replace the vehicle even. So it's not like we're purchasing a new vehicle.
Right. That's what we had planned to do anyway. So if you're ready, if you want to wait,
If you want to wait, that's fine with me. That's you have to sign it, but
I'm ready.
I've read through it. And
I'll make a motion to table until 3 o'clock then.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Second.
Discussion? Aye.
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 Did the public have any comments, questions on animal control before we get out of there? Ron?
Just two items for you to, and I don't need an answer, but I'd ask you to look at. You say that there's no increase in government spending, but my recollection is that this figure is tens of thousands of dollars more than we've had in past years for just operating. Last year was a bigger expenditure year, but it's because we added on to the facility. So I just ask you to look at that. In the past, we've looked at this agreement with the health department, and their request was 2 to 3 times what the county was currently spending. And it's just a difference in, do you have Formica countertops or quarried marble in your home? You know, it's a difference in how you look at what you spend money on and what you don't. And the health department does an excellent job. I want to be on record as saying that. But
and we have, since you started as a commissioner, gradually that budget has increased amounts.
We went from $35,000 9 or 10 years ago to in the $80,000 or $90,000 range. And with Mr. Strahan's work with Mr. Gilley, we got thousands of dollars in donation that the county didn't spend, and food and stuff. So the real cost is, you know, more than the county was spending. I understand that. But I just ask you to look at that. And the last thing I heard us mention Hollister and Forsyth, but I'd ask you to make sure that in the agreement we honor the Merriam Woods, the Rockaway Beach communities that we've...
In the agreement, it says that all the contracts with the municipalities would be honored by the health department.
For how long?
Well, that's part of their contract. If we get out, as Bob said, and it's not working out like it's happened once before years ago, and we don't think it'll happen again, but we can come back there, but that's part of the deal is that they will.
But will they honor it through the end of 2010?
What he's saying is we've said that they'll honor the current contract, but once the contract ends, will they be free to say, well, we're not going to service Merriam Woods, Forsyth, and whatever.
We may have current 08 or 09 contracts that'll expire in December. What happens to those municipalities then? Just ask you guys to look at that.
And we have said to Mr. Barry, it is important because these other municipalities depend upon that. And that's what we want to see happen. And I think it will happen. But there is, my point is, there's protection if it doesn't and it's not working out, we can go back.
I just would hate to see them January 1 have their costs doubled.
Yeah.
So
I think it runs through, Ron, if I didn't read wrong, it runs through 2010, the end of 2010.
Your contract does, but my point is our contracts with the municipalities were annual contracts. Mm-hmm. They'll expire at the end of this year. And what's going to keep them, the health department, or from changing that agreement then that puts our small municipalities in a pinch? And I just ask you guys to look at that. Thank you.
Very good. Sir? Help me with your name. I recognize your face.
Russ Prothero.
Yes.
My concern was on the health issue, the abandoning of animals that we have prevalent, especially in this county. I don't know about the others, but there was a report on the news a couple days ago of the insurgence of rabies and its increase in Arkansas. And they gave this significant numbers of cases even in Missouri. So it sounds like we're kind of like the cheese between the two loaves of bread between Arkansas and in Missouri in the south here. I live out by Deadwood, which is just off of H Highway, and every year we end up with all kinds of animals that are being dumped. And by the time you know that, you know, they're dumped, of course, they become feral animals at that point, and they're out running around, and of course they breed, and so we end up with a large amount of cats and such. And my wife and I, we've been trying to capture them and then get them rabies shots and have them fixed, of course, so that, and then just release them because they keep the rodent population down, and they're not a threat of health. But does the county have something that they're doing to help in this regard? You know, we see whole litters of pups and whole litters of kittens just being dumped on the side of the road. And I see that as being a real problem coming up. It's going to end up biting us.
We addressed that with a news leader in Springfield called me Friday afternoon. We talked about that same issue on an article that would be written. I addressed this last Monday about the Sheriff's Department prosecutor taking on the state's statute of $500 to $1,000 in a year in jail for dumping or abandonment of animals. We are addressing those situations as a county. It's very difficult. Stephanie has done an excellent job in keeping records on the amount of dogs per year that she's been there, and back as far as they kept records, the number of dogs that have been adopted, abandoned, you know, a whole list of items that she turns into us quarterly. So we are working on that problem, and you can feel safe and secure that the county commission is considering all the options, and this is one of the options that we're taking to try to eliminate cost. As we talked about cost earlier, the health department at one point was almost $100,000 higher in them taking over the department than they are through this contract. So we have worked diligently on trying to get things to a level to where the county doesn't suffer the consequences but has a reward for taking in and taking care of these animals. So like I said, Stephanie does an excellent job out there, and Jim Berry over the health department, and as soon as we get this contract signed, you can call them and feel free to get direct straight quotes and answers from them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I'd just like to say that we need some kind of a off-hours number to be able to reach animal control. I had a situation happen at my home some months ago, and I let my dogs out the back, and I saw an animal that was crouched very unnaturally on my back patio, and the dogs were barking at it, so we took the dogs back in because I thought perhaps the animal was rabid or something like that. This was about 11 o'clock at night. We'd gotten home from a show. We called the animal control number, and there was no reference number given as to how to get a hold of anyone. So we didn't know exactly what to do, how to get rid of the animal. It was too close to the house for my husband to shoot or do anything else with, and we didn't want to startle the neighbors at that hour. So what we did was we called the city police. And they said, well, we really don't know what to do about it. And I said, well, someone should have some kind. Well, you might call the sheriff's department. So we did finally call the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department evidently got a hold of animal control. They called us back and said someone from animal control will come out to take care of the situation. And, in fact, a gentleman that we know, he says, they just call me in on this periodically, and I come out and handle these kind of things in the middle of the night. It turned out to be a possum, and it evidently had been hit by a car or something, and they took it out in the back and disposed of it. But I thought, why don't we have some kind of a 24-hour number that can be where the general public can reach if you have an emergency situation like that. Had the animal been rabid or something, it would have been dangerous for any of us to go out. So I'd just like to have something reachable there.
We do have, and there was probably a time frame that that caused part of that situation to happen. We had at one time two employees was all that we had, and there is a number. Usually the sheriff's department is contacted, and so those are available. It was probably just one of those odd circumstances that caused you to be in the middle of this section, but there is a number. I know that they go out at 2-4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I get calls and look at timesheets for the calls, and the sheriff's department does contact them on any bad case or anything, and no matter what time that is, they come to the call and other reasons. So I'm not saying that there's not mistakes made, but they do have those numbers, and those things are we try to cover those.
I feel that it's somewhat confusing for the general public to have to go through the sheriff's department in order to reach the animal control. If animal control had even a turnover number on their answering machine, that would help. Something that would tell you where to call next,
right?
Because we were kind of groping in the dark.
Yeah, September 1st, that all changed. I mean, they do have an after-hours phone number,
okay.
and there'll be, like I said, there'll be. I know that they have after-hours coverage. The health department does, and they rotate a cell phone, I think, so or whoever's on call. So the process we do, we obviously do have an after hours process, but it's probably a little bit cumbersome. So the health department's September 1st, they'll have a new process, which should be seamless.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is that all of that has changed. Now, if I would call
the
animal control number, I would get a rollover number?
After September 1st, they would roll over, from my understanding, to the officer on duty.
Okay. Thank you.
We can. That's a good point, Sherry. We'll check.
We'll double
sure
check that.
That.
Yep.
Any other? Animal control. Okay. Commission business.
I was going to give, what now? I had a couple of things not related to what we've talked about. Is that right?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, so I was just going to give you an update. Back in April, I had presented to you guys an opportunity to do a to eliminate long distance between here, Forsyth, and Branson, Hollister, because of the way the phone system companies are working. It's long distance phone call from here to Branson, and we had voted to put in a connection to the airport, the Point Lookout Airport. That's going seamlessly. So by the end of this week, it'll be free long distance from this office, from this basically Forsyth to any citizen in the Branson side or the Hollister side. And so CenturyTel is working to implement that. It should save us about $1,200 a month after the first 20 months of to pay for the cost of the infrastructure. So it's an ROI of about 20 months. So next thing we're going to be working on is for the citizens to be able to call Forsyth toll-free. So that's our next stage. We haven't got to that point yet because we'll have to post a number for people to call and come this way, but we definitely have it. So, you know, if anybody working here in the courthouse dials the long distance number, the system will intelligently take off the long distance prefix and connect the call. So we'll be saving long distance. But anyway, I know we had voted on that back in April. End of this week, they'll be complete with that. And then the other thing I was just going to bring up was where I was Friday. As you know, I'm part of, I went to the NACO visit in Nashville in an annual meeting. I was appointed to the Rural Action Committee, which is for rural counties. Because of that, I was honored with an invitation to meet with Tom Vilsack, who is the Secretary of Agriculture, on Friday in Sedalia. And so I spent some time with him, and then also had a part of his rural tour of the Obama administration has a rural tour going on where they're speaking at two or three counties within each state as it goes across the country. And they talked about, you know, how the broadband initiative with the federal federal stimulus package is coming through, how they're seeing that rolled out. Talked about cap and trade a lot, which is a big impact to the farming community, and then dairy prices and things like that. So I'll probably write up a little press release of all the things we talked about, but I just want to let you know that's where I was Friday.
Good deal. Appreciate you doing it. Anything?
Yeah, I do. We had this gentleman over here talk about truths and half-truths and part-truths. I appreciate the fact that Mr. Hershen come forward and ask a question that he had a little bit of an issue with me on as far as the money's on the bridge. I can tell you exactly how that went down. I'm not one to be patted on the back. I'm not one to look for glory. I'm not one to look for anything to... I have a job to do for the citizens of Taney County. I reached out to the government officials that had this job had already been shovel ready, but there was 34 projects on that list that did not, and the Taney Como Bridge and the roundabout and the old bridge did not consist upon that list of stimulus dollars to be spent. I visited in Jeff City with some representatives from Clara McCaskill's office. She said, Mr. Strahan, I can see that you're rather upset about this because my terms to her was, I think that the federal government has crapped on Taney County concerning a bridge across the lake. She said, I'll have someone notify you. On a Monday, then, that was on a Friday, on a Monday, David Roush from Clara's office called me. And I've known him for some time, and I wasn't as nice in my language to him as to getting my point across. Sometime later, we received a phone call to the Taney County Commission and told us to be in Springfield because those funds, there had been, instead of 34 projects, there was now 37 projects, and the bridge and the roundabout and the remodeling of the old bridge had been added. So I appreciate the fact that Ron brought that forward. I don't hold anything again the fact that you brought that forward, but that is the whole truth on the matter. I talked to David then later at our Southwest Missouri Commissioners meeting, in which all the representatives are there, Steve McIntosh and the people that represent Roy Blunt's office and Kit Bond's office and everyone. And they, David said publicly to this group that was standing there, he said, you know, how close you come to missing the stimulus monies on the Taneycomo Bridge was three phone calls at exactly the right time. Now, I don't want any, like I said, I don't want any pat on the back or anything else, but as the media knows, and they have heard me cover this time and time again, I stayed on top of the fact that I did not think it was right. Now, I don't believe in hounding, again, the other two commissioners if they decide on something, but if it's something that's out of their hands and I have to go to the higher level to get it done, I'll do so, and I am persistent as I can be about aggravating them with phone calls and getting things done. So I just wanted you to know when we talk about, and you, and I wouldn't have said made the statement because you made a statement about wanting to know the whole truth or half-truths or where we were at. I'm telling you the whole truth on that situation.
Okay. I don't have anything, so we'll take a five-minute recess, and then we've got
community block grant.
Community block grant. Thank you. Projects to look at. So you're welcome to stay around if you like.